And Toyota says it will take months to repair millions of recalled vehicles, which raises the question, what should Toyota owners do in the meantime? Mike Quincy is an automotive specialist at Consumer Reports, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is a particularly, I think, peculiarly scary problem, not being able to control the acceleration of your car. How concerned would you be if you were the owner of a recalled Toyota?
I think in general, you have to keep this in proper perspective. I mean, according to the NHTSA database, the chances of your vehicle accelerating out of control are extremely rare. So what we've been telling everyone, Consumer Reports' stance on this is if you own a Toyota, you own a Lexus, you can continue to drive it, but just be aware of how the accelerator pedal feels under your foot. If it feels like it's stiff, if it's slower to return to its neutral position, it's not operating smoothly, then you might want to get it checked out. But if the car is driving as normal as always, I wouldn't be overly concerned.
Well, just momentarily, though, people would want to know, what do you do? What's the best way to respond if your car, in fact, does accelerate?
The best thing you can do, and we've actually have videos of this on consumerreports.org, our website, because we practiced it over and over. The best thing you can do is if you feel the car is accelerating out of control, press your foot firmly on the brake. Leave it there. Don't pump the brakes. Then shift your car into neutral. In most automatic transmission equipped vehicles, it's just one click forward on a lever that's in between the seats, and then steer safely to the side of the road. At that point, then you can turn off your engine and then put it in park. Definitely get the car towed, though. Don't continue driving it.
Well, let's get back to something we were just hearing from Frank's story. Is the repair Toyota announced, in your opinion, likely to fix the problem?
It's likely to fix the problem because between the government and Toyota, they've given their approval that this is an appropriate fix. Whether or not it actually works on a mass scale basis, it's difficult to tell, probably impossible to tell. If complaints continue to rack up and people are still concerned about it, then it didn't work. But in my judgment, if the government has given its nod, then this fix is good to go.
And although you were just talking a moment ago about the odds of almost, you know, of anything bad happening, how does a company like Toyota make the calculation that this fix is safe enough?
That's a good question. I think whenever you're doing any kind of a mass-produced product, your odds of being able to wrap your hands around 100% perfect quality are very daunting. I think there's a lot of smart people at Toyota, a lot of great engineers. I mean, they've produced awesome products that have done well in Consumer Reports tests. They've done well in Consumer Reports reliability surveys. We have no doubts that these are structurally sound, fundamentally good cars. But can this fix work 100% of the time? I hope so. I imagine it will, because the engineers that put these things together have to anticipate all these things working.
Well, then does that mean that once Toyota actually finishes fixing this accelerator problem as it's designed the fix, would you, Consumer Reports, once again recommend these models?
Once the fix has been done, the parts are getting into customers' cars and the cars go back on sale, we can foresee us lifting our ban on recommended Toyotas. I mean, we can see putting our recommended label back on Toyotas once the fix is done and the cars are back on sale.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mike Quincy is an automotive specialist at Consumer Reports.